You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. Order your jerseys straight from the team. Visit the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. Open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. Or you can shop online on the Browns mobile app. Plug or shop at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. You can get it right off the clevelandbrowns.com website. Easy to use, easy to see. Great jerseys, uniforms from that team. One note Mary Kay Cabot passed along to Torres, what I didn't like from this gathering today is that Joel Bitonio noticeably absent after limping off the field yesterday.
Yeah, hope all is well with him. We had heard on the field, you and I, that it was it concerned his ankle. And they were going to take a look at that. So hopefully it isn't too bad or something. I mean, look, whatever it is, time is a friend now because you got a while before the season starts. He's shown in a very short amount of time that I think he's very ready to be out there. Nonetheless, a rookie offensive lineman can use every snap he can in these offseason workouts and certainly in training camp. So hopefully we'll find out that he's doing well, and if it means shutting him down for the rest of the offseason, okay, great, but get him back for training camp, and hopefully it doesn't even mean that he has to miss next week's mini camp, but we don't know.
We certainly do not know. We hope so. One guy that he has been paving the way for, who we've talked about, has picked it up in the last few days. Ben Tate spoke with the media after the OTAs yesterday, and there were some comments that were twisted around about Ben Tate referring to Johnny Manziel and the Manziel mania, and he clarified his comments yesterday.
He's a great football player, so I understand, you know, why he gets some of the, you know, the constant media attention. But at the same time, I figure he just, you know, at this stage, he's tired of it. And he just want to come in here and do his job and try to win a starting quarterback position.
Yeah, I think he was, what was he doing? It sounded like he was scolding the media the first time around.
Leave him alone, right.
And leave him alone. Leave my guy alone and so forth. And that's an understandable position for a guy to take for a rookie, take up for a teammate to some extent. But at the same time, I don't even know that it's an area that he needs to or anyone needs to get into. However the media is going to approach Johnny Manziel and this team, they're going to do it. The efforts to try to, quote, straighten people out doesn't usually work for players or coaches or front office people. If you're around it long enough, you realize it's a losing battle.
That's right. The media is going to do what the media is going to do. And speaking of the media, Ben Tate offered his take on the media's coverage of Johnny Manziel.
It's not really sympathy. It's just, as a player, I mean, I know that I would get tired if somebody was just constantly, you know, monitoring. If I pick my nose, if I spit to the right, like, I mean, it's annoying. He's a human being.
Yeah. He human being, but I'll say this much for Manziel, at least what he has said.
He handles it very well.
He seems to handle it well, and for the record, he has said more than once, because he's been asked about, he's heard this question through his collegiate days. He's heard this question for the better part of, 2 years running, and his answer is, I understand it, or I mean, I'm aware of it. And he deals with it. And I don't think he necessarily deals with it in a bad way. It's still the NFL portion of this is going to be brand new and all new ground and maybe new levels of attention because of that. But for the most part, for a guy who's 22 now, pretty good in the way he's dealing with it.
He is a media professional, period. Bottom line.
I don't think that's overstated.
He is as good as it gets when it comes to dealing with the media. At his age, it's impressive. He does a great job with it. And Tate talked about whether or not he had sympathy for Manziel with all the media scrutiny that the young man gets.
I don't know. Y'all just hype everything up and make everything just seem more extreme than what it is. But I guess that's y'all's job. Y'all need stories, right? That's what y'all standing right here for, right?
Not true.
But even then, y'all just want to report the fastest story nowadays. So y'all don't necessarily check sources and necessarily see if things are right anymore. Y'all just want to be the first one to say, hey, this guy such and such reported this, come across ESPN. That's what it is now. I understand it. I get it. Y'all, that's part of y'all's job.
Yeah, Ben's...
Tate dropping the hammer.
He's dropping the hammer. It sounds a lot like he's very close with Arian Foster, who has had a lot of issues with media, a lot of problems, frankly, in the Houston. Maybe not for him, but from the media's perspective, they have not enjoyed dealing with Arian Foster and his just general demeanor and approach to it. So I don't know if some of that's kind of, you know, bled into his thinking, possibly, but because it's interesting that he takes that approach and that it matters to him. It's like a big deal to him to even address this. I say a player is better off not going there because all you're doing, there's an old, really old saying that people won't necessarily get. I hope you get it because I think you're old enough to get this, but it just said, don't pick a fight with someone who buys ink by the barrel. That was the whole, as in reference to the newspaper industry.
For sure.
And really, that's the problem. It's unwinnable. And if you want to constantly turn it into an adversarial relationship, why do that? It's a waste of time.
It is a waste of time. I would also say that he does have some valid points, though, with what he was saying was not far off from the truth.
He's not accurate.
Right. Does it help him? No. But I think one of the things that I know has pissed a lot of players off was when it was reported irresponsibly that Johnny Manziel had been charged with that sexual harassment suit and that it was a big deal, $25 million. In fact, it happened so quickly, and that's what I think he's talking through, this rush to judgment, that these things come out so quickly, you want to get it onto ESPN, get your byline up there. And Johnny Manziel was pulled out of a meeting because people thought it was legitimate before anybody even took the time in the media to research the report and read it. And once you read it, it read like a Saturday Night Live skit and has been since thrown out by a federal judge. I think today it was actually thrown out. So it's not even real. And I think that's one of the things that bothers some of the players. And I think that there could be a little bit. We know Ben Tate is media savvy in terms of his digesting of
social
information in the media.
Yeah.
So he probably also, on some level, doesn't like the fact that accomplished, proven players see a little bit less attention than John Football.
The reality of what we live in, and I'm not saying I am a subscriber to this, but I'm a realist in accepting this, that it's more important to get it first than get it right. And that is the age, and that applies to everything. It applies to this station. It applies to websites. We try to take a rule with regard to the Browns. You won't see necessarily signings and news of a signing broken, quote, first here, because there's one thing that the Browns, as the institution, the website of the institution, understands and has to rule that it has to play by versus other places, and that is that an agent telling someone it's been agreed in principle before the announcement is made, we don't do that. That can go out to the agent gets on the phone as fast as he can, or tweet, or text mostly, or emails, and gets that information out there quickly because it benefits him and his future clients. And they can, and people can run with that. And in regard to here, when the ink's dry, you see the announcement. Or when the people, Ray Farmer and others who actually have a deal in place, tell public relations, that's when it can be revealed in our context. So those are just sort of different rules that you play by. But it doesn't mean one is right and one is wrong. We all want information. We all want to consume. I consume as much as anyone else, and so do you.
Sure.
So, all right, we got to get more into this mailbag because we got many more of your questions to get to, and we're going to do that next on CBD.